This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here for the next hour to answer all of your gardening questions. So give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I want to thank Victoria for being on with us and going over a lot of the different products that they have and what we can be still doing. You know, with we talked about it a couple times, but with the mosquito, flea, and tick control spraying in the yard, we're trying to get rid of them now. They will go dormant at some point once the ground freezes, but you can still spray. Talked about being able to put your fifth application down on the lawn, getting ready for winter and for next season. A little bit about Protolizer, one of my favorite products, and then Ice Melt. And Ice Melt is definitely one to be thinking about. And right at the end, Victoria told us a little bit about the CMA product that they have. That's the one where if you have, concrete that's been installed in the last 30 days, this is one that you can put on there, whereas the regular ice melts, you cannot put on the cured concrete after 30 days. So something to be thinking about. I know a lot of us did a lot of work on our homes this year to try and update the outside because you never know how long you're going to be stuck at home here. But if you did add some concrete pavers or, a nice concrete pad in the area, the CMA ice melt is the way to go to break up some of the ice this year. Not the regular ice melt that they do carry. So just something to think about. I wanted to just touch base on that a little bit right as we got back here. Because we only had like a minute left when we got to talk about it. So just wanted to touch base on that real quick. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about an hour left, like I said, to do everything we can to help you out with your garden. Plenty of time to get out there. Looks like maybe rain at the end of the day, but the sun's out. Might be a little bit colder, but you can get out there, get some work done, get the blood flowing, and warm up out there. Finish up the leaves, finish up everything. I think it'll be a good day to be doing it. So get out there, enjoy it. A couple weeks from now, it's going to be back to the 40s, 30s. It's not exciting, but hopefully you got to take advantage of some of that weather this past week to do some of these things. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret's in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I get some more strawberry plants. Yesterday I dug them up. Can I plant them today, or should I keep them in the cellar for the winter?
I'd plant them, put them in the ground in a different spot, if that's what you were looking to do, without a problem. get them nice in there, add some compost to the soil, and then, you know, you can cover them up a little bit with some mulch, and get them nice and tight for winter. I would have no problem with you doing that today.
Today. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate your calling you.
No problem, Margaret. Good luck. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, we touched base a little bit on the winter fertilizer with Victoria, you know, that fifth application. I want to just talk a little bit about it. You know, when I first got into knowing more and more about the lawn, I always kind of just thought, you know, five applications was just like a retail way of trying to get more fertilizer down, sell more product, right? But then, you know, once you start to look into it and get the information, you really realize that it really is good for the lawn. It's good for the future of the lawn. Ashton Ritchie, formerly of Scott's company, used to talk about it all the time. Scott's put out a four-step program, right? That's what they did. But Ashton Ritchie was always saying, you need to put five applications down. If you look at the time frame of when your lawn is growing, it starts April, goes all the way into November. Now, if you think about it, they have a recommendation of 4 to 6 weeks per application in between. So let's say we start April 1st, just as an example. We go six-week intervals. That puts us at the middle of May for the second step. Then the third step puts us at the end of June, beginning of July. The fourth step, which is usually that winter riser, right, puts us at the middle of August. And then again, so there's four, and then you're not going to do anything for the lawn. And as we saw last week, the temperatures were in the 60s and 70s. So from the middle of August to the middle of November, so September, October, and into November, so 3 months you haven't done anything in the lawn. So that's why they say using that fifth application is very important for the winter, to give it something to push for the winter. Now, we're probably not going to put down an application on April 1st in New England when the ground could still be frozen. Maybe it's a little bit later, but do the same thing. Make it six-week intervals. We're just getting into September, and that's, you know, your fourth step in September. So that's why I like to add that extra one to help the lawn continue to grow underneath. It's not going to show above ground. It's not going to show you green, but what it's going to do is help the root system, help with any of the winter shock, the freeze-thaw effect, and it's going to be readily available for next spring. So you're actually fertilizing, so in the spring you get a head start. So that's another great thing. So whatever's not being used at this point will be there for spring and be ready to start off. So, again, like I said, I originally, when I first started learning more and more about lawns, I was like, five applications. They're just trying to get some money. And that's not the case by any means. There's so much more information out there now that basically says, You should be doing that fifth application. Should be trying to fertilize throughout the entire season. And right now it's still not too late if you haven't put that fifth application down. You can put it down to get ready for next season. You know, that fall fertilizer or fall or winterizer, it might say, on it. But that's something you can put down now. Still some time. The ground isn't frozen. The one thing I wouldn't be doing in the lawn right now is putting any grass seed down. Grass seed, depending upon the variety, the style, it can take anywhere from 10 to 21 days to germinate. So if we're looking at like a ryegrass is a quick grower. With perfect conditions, 7 to 10 days it will germinate. So 7 to 10 days in perfect conditions. That's when the weather is warm. It has nice growing degree days, and the temperatures in the soils are above 50. We're looking at the soils below 50 in the high 40s, and the temperatures outside are starting to get into the 40s and 50s. So, it's something to say, all right, maybe I shouldn't put the seed down at this point because I might just be throwing away money. So at this point in time, I wouldn't put any more grass seed down unless you have a crystal ball that says it's not going to snow and we're going to get 60s on Christmas Day. Then, hey, have at it. But I honestly would say don't put any grass seed down at this point if you don't have to. Wait till spring to put any more grass seed down and get ready. But you can still put that fertilizer down. So want that information out there because it is super important. It's not just, you know, a retail thing. It's something that is important for the lawn to help that growth for the next season and for years to come. You know, you need to fertilizer year after year. If you go on and you start off with synthetic and go into the organic, so there's not as much fertilizer, or you just stay with organic, really up to you and how you want to do it. But you want to continue year after year to continue the growth of the lawn, to continue the health of the lawn, and continue just the success that you've probably had this year because you've had a little bit more time at home. So just some things to think about. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll give you some more information on what to do in the garden and hope to answer some of your questions. So hang tight. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show with some open phone lines here. We got about 35 minutes left in the show. So give us a call. We're going to do everything we can to help you out. Beautiful, beautiful day out there. It's a perfect time to be getting ready for some Christmas out there, getting some things done. I know I've mentioned it a few times, but I want to get some positive vibes out there, right, for this next season. Let's think of some positives. So we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Julie is in Centerville.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have two questions.
Sure.
I came in just as you were talking about the smellmouth.
Yep.
And what was the brand name and how do you get it?
Okay. So the product is a natural alternative. You can get it online. Their website's naturalalternative.com. They have multiple styles. That you can use. They have them in different sizes. You can also give them a call tomorrow and talk with most likely Victoria to get some information on which one might be better for you. The phone number is 888-546-5941. And that is Natural Alternative. They love having everyone call and ask the questions so they can get the right product to you. That's one of the reasons why we like them so much is they want to hear from you guys to see what they can help you with.
They we just looked out a patio maybe 2 weeks ago, and I wanted that product that doesn't.
There's a CMA product is what you'd be looking for. Did you put down like a concrete pavers? Did you put down?
No, it's not a stone, a concrete tip.
Okay. So they usually want you to wait about 30 days. So you got, you know, been down a couple weeks and so you'd be fine. But the CMA product is probably what you're looking for. Okay. So you can give them a call or go to their website. Again, it's naturalalternative.com.
Thank you. And the other question I have is I put down a winter fertilizer probably 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
I'm seeing a lot of brown spots on the lawn, and I'm wondering if it almost looks like I did when the lawn was extremely dry this summer. And they're big. They're not small, little round spots. That are taking up a fair amount of area. So could I put down a fuse and then in another couple of weeks put down another dose of moisturizer?
So you could put down some infuse if you're looking at, like, disease control on the lawn, if that's what you're seeing. If you're seeing, you know, more of like a red or a red thread type thing. What you could also be seeing is some damage on the lawn from the snow that we had.
We never got snow.
Okay, you're in Centerville down by the, on the Cape, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
It's been fairly warm here, and look at the grass is thinned out, dying.
Yeah, so we did have about 2-3 weeks ago we did have like a chilling frost, right? Did you get that down there?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, because there's one thing that's kind of going on in the area is that chilling frost and what the snow happened. It was calling like a there was an issue where it was like patching the lawn and it made it look like it had diseases. So I was thinking that could be it, but I was also thinking Centerville up my way, not down on the Cape. So I apologize. So yeah, you could put the infuse down to take care of it. And then in 2 more weeks from now, put down a winterizer to give it something to help overwinter. I see no problem with that.
Okay.
I think it's also that just the lawn is getting to the end of the season. It's getting to that point. But if you can get some infuse and spray it down, just make sure the temperature's above 50 when you're spraying to be more successful.
I have granules, not
okay. Sorry. Then the granules, yeah, that would be fine. But and those will last a little bit longer. So you can probably put those out today. I see no problem. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, Julie. Have a great one.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye. All right, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Thousands descended on Washington, D.C. Saturday to march in support of President Donald Trump and express their belief that the 2020 presidential election was rigged against him. This protester told News Nation that he didn't trust state elections officials who have said there was no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
And the reason why I don't trust it is simple. You need a license to drive a car, go fishing, hunting, everything. Marriage license. Why can't we have voter ID? I think if Donald Trump said he trusts the election, he would just be conceding, and he's not about that.
Fewer Americans are expected to travel for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving this year due to a rise in coronavirus cases. AAA says they expect at least 10% fewer people to travel for the holiday, breaking an 11-year streak of increased travel for Thanksgiving. Air travel is expected to be reduced by half, but car travel should still be popular. The Auto Club says it's expecting fewer drivers, but thinks about 48 million Americans will still hit the road for Turkey Day. This is USA Radio News. One meal delivery app is taking itself public. Kenneth Burns has the details from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
Delivery company DoorDash is planning to sell its stock to the public. The San Francisco-based company filed papers signaling its intent for an initial public offering Friday. The company is capitalizing on the growing trend of consumers embracing app-based deliveries as much of the world stays home during the pandemic. Last year, DoorDash generated $885 million in revenue. During the first 9 months of this year, revenue more than doubled that number. It was already growing before the pandemic, but the company has lost money each year since its founding. They've warned potential investors the losses could continue as they anticipate increasing expenses.
SpaceX will try again Sunday to launch its second manned spaceflight. High winds and bad weather led to Mission Control scrapping Saturday's scheduled launch, citing difficulties in landing and recovering the rocket's booster. The next window for launch will be Sunday evening around 7:30 p.m. Eastern. The flight will take three astronauts to the International Space Station. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Paul Ferrand Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I mentioned it a couple times today. I want to mention it again for anybody who's been emailing. I tried to email some of you back, but we're not going to. The Christmas wreath that we've done every year for over 25 years won't be done this year. My brother Jason, who had taken it with him to the florist that he had worked with, moved on to a better florist, bigger area, and they just are so busy. They don't have time to be doing it this year, so I do apologize, but I wanted you guys to know that. What I'd like to, you know, one of the things you could be doing is contact a local garden center if you're looking to send a wreath to someone. And maybe just, you know, find a local garden center where those people live and call them, see if they're going to be, if they could deliver a Christmas wreath or a Christmas arrangement, something along those lines. To get this season going on a bright note, right? Let's get everything looking good. We've got 40 days till Christmas. I look forward to this time of year for a number of reasons, but one of my quirky reasons is a good friend of the family who worked for us at the Family Patch when we had the garden center, always at this time of year does an update of how many days until Christmas, but he does it in a way where he drove a car at Beech Ridge Motor Speedway back in the day, and he always shows a vehicle of some sort of car, that, you know, like a NASCAR type car, with a number on it and says this many days, and he started off the other day with number 45, and that was his old car number with a picture of him. And I just I saw it, and I'm like, all right, this is what I look forward to this time of year. It's good stuff. good friend of the family, another guy by the name of Paul. We loved him. He's still around, obviously, but we loved him working for us. A great guy. But I sent him a message earlier today saying, I look forward to this, so I'm excited to see what's to come. But that's one of the reasons why I know how many days there are till Christmas, because he always remembers that. But like I said, quirky little, Christmas tradition that I like. I'm sure everybody has them out there. But this season, we've had a long year. We want to try and end it with a good note by celebrating and enjoying. Again, maybe not going to as much family as we have before, not having that big Thanksgiving dinner that you've had in the past, just trying to keep everybody protected, especially if you're going where there's a number of older crew there with you. You just want to keep them safe from what's going on out there. So, I don't like to get into what the government says by any means, but this one, I want everybody protected so we can keep on going in the spring with our gardens. If anybody has some questions, we have some open lines. You can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's sunny out. I'll give it that, but it's still a little bit chilly. Maybe it's time to get rid of the leaves, get them off the yard. I've talked about this a number of times. We can, don't necessarily get rid of all the leaves. You can leave them around some of your perennial beds. You can throw them on top of your vegetable gardens. Leave them there for the winter to help compost. Get them in there maybe in the spring, kind of roadkill them in the garden. Or clean them up in the spring around your perennial beds. Cheaper than buying new mulch. It's already there, right? I know at my house we've leaves just keep coming. We've been shredding them with that vacuum that my wife purchased, the Black & Decker vacuum to chew up the leaves. And then we've just been bagging some of the leaves because there's just one area that just piles up. But, you can use those in a compost pile, get them in one area. And a couple of years ago, I pushed all the leaves into two spots. One spot I was hoping just to enrich the soil, and I left the leaves there actually for a couple of years. And it actually just built into the soil, and it's a little bit richer. It's a nicer soil. Another area, you can just see the layers of compost that it's created. I've been pushing all the leaves into that area since I moved into the house about 6 years ago. So it is very, very beneficial to a compost pile to your soil. Just adding it back to it, nature's way of giving you that compost, right? So definitely multiple ways to do them. It's not just bagging them and getting rid of them, although it does seem this year there's more leaves than ever. I just can't stop seeing them falling from the trees. But something to be cleaning up. And I know we got plenty of time to clean them up. A couple of years ago, and I think I've mentioned this a few times, on January 28th, I was out there with a backpack blower cleaning up the leaves because it was still no snow on the ground, and it was nice enough to be cleaning. And we got all the leaves. So you got time to get rid of them. I know a lot of the municipalities are starting to wind down on when they're going to be taking the leaves. A lot of them will stop at the beginning of December. So take a look at your town and see. Otherwise, you're going to have to kind of get rid of them in the, a compost pile, etc. So just something to be thinking about, because I didn't realize until last year that they stopped taking them. So I had left some out for the winter. Anyways, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in Sandwich.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I have a question about hyacinths.
Sure.
My hyacinths seem to have been disappearing into the ground. They get shorter and shorter every year. Is now the time to dig them up and replant them?
Yes. So you'd want to put new hyacinth bulbs in at this point, if you can find them at the garden center at this point, or online, you still have some time while the ground's frozen, not frozen, excuse me. You want to make sure that it has a dormancy period, and that's what we're looking for with bulbs. They do come back year after year, but over time they do start to lose, you know, how much they will produce for you.
Okay, well, you know what? They're full with the blossoms, but they're very short.
Okay, so maybe it's not taking out the hyacinths that are there. Maybe it's adding more hyacinths to the area so you can get some different heights in there mixed in.
Uh-huh.
So that as the older ones start to fade out, the newer ones will kind of get that height for you. So you can, you know, have them at multiple heights and colors, etc.
Right. All right, and the other question of a statement I just have to make. I have tons and tons of oak trees.
Okay.
Those leaves do not mulch. I almost killed my lawn because I left the leaves 1 year. I said, oh, heck, I'm not going to rake them. Well, come to find out, they just lay on top of the grass and kill the grass.
Well, yeah, that's the thing with just sitting on a lawn. They will take away the sunlight that hits the lawn. They will take away the photosynthesis that happens, and they won't just break down.
Right.
What they will break down in like a pile because of the heat that it creates in the center of the pile and all of them together. So that's why, you know, throwing them into like a corner, into a compost pile, they will work. I have tons of maples in my area. I don't have a lot of oaks. So I'm lucky. Uh-huh. I don't have to pick up all the acorns because I
right.
From everything I've heard this year, acorns have been more than normal. I'm lucky in that aspect. But putting them into a pile, they'll actually compost a little bit better. Compost will happen based on the heat that it creates in there and the way it's done. You can also get a product. Espoma has a product where it's a compost starter that actually helps accelerate the way compost happens. And so you could actually mix that into the leaves and whatnot to help it push. But you're right. Leaving them on the lawn can actually damage the lawn long term just because it won't allow that light in. It won't allow all that in.
Right. Now, you said we have lots of acorns. This year, I've had very tiny acorns and very few.
Interesting. Everybody.
And I'm in Sandwich, so everybody's got the acorns except me.
It's interesting that maybe there's, when did the leaves start to drop? Did they start to drop early on the oaks, or were they still mostly on?
Maybe about a month ago.
Okay. So there might be.
Unless all the squirrels are taking them.
They might be, but I think, you know, I've seen more acorns than normal because what happens when we have a major drought, trees will try to go to create like a seed pod, something along those lines. The acorns, because it needs to try and rejuvenate for the next year, tries to make sure that if something happens to it, that more trees will be produced. So there might be something else going on with it. Did you notice any of the areas with the trees start to fade earlier than others, or the color change on the leaves earlier than others?
No, I really didn't notice, to tell you the truth. I just noticed I could walk to the end of my driveway without falling over the acorns.
Huh. Interesting. You know, like I said, I've heard a lot of people say there's tons of acorns out there because everybody's looking for something to pick them up versus just the, the leaves.
Right, and my trees are old, though. They're all about 40 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, there could be something going on with it, but I think it's not a bad thing, right, to not have to worry about them.
No, I'd be happy if they just died off because they cost too much to take down.
I hear you.
All right, well, thank you very much.
No problem, Pat. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Our number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Andrea's in Cape Cod.
Andrea, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling about rhododendrons. I planted two rhododendrons in late August.
they're in the same spot. One of them is doing great, and the other one, half of it is doing okay, but the other half, all the leaves have curled and shriveled up. Should I cut? And I scrape the bark, and it's still living.
Yep. What color are the leaves? Still green, or have they turned brown?
I'm looking at them right now. Some of them are green.
The ones that have curled are still green?
Yeah, some of them are green and some of them are brown.
Okay, so the brown
one. And I watered it diligently, over, because we had that drought.
Yep. So with the green leaves, we still should have some good, it should be some good growth for them for next season. The brown leaves, I'd look at, scratch the bark next to the brown leaves, and if it's still green, keep them, but get rid of the brown leaves themselves.
Okay.
If it's brown underneath those areas, cut back to where you have some living growth.
Okay.
Then on the other thing with the green ones, you know, I know you're on the Cape. It doesn't get as cold right away as it does here, but maybe it's just that area is maybe a little bit more exposed. It got hit by a little bit of the cold. So one thing I'd be looking to do to protect your rhododendrons for the winter is using a product like Wilt Stop. Wilt Stop is an anti-transparent that you spray all over the leaves that holds the moisture in during the winter and keeps it from drying out as easily. So that could be part of it. But I think it's going to be okay. I just clean it up a little bit.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction, and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're in the last segment. We're going to wrap up the show, but we do have another call, so I'm going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Peter's in New Hampshire.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
We have three Alberta spruce bushes, and one of them just dropped its needles completely. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's bare. We've had it for quite a while. Say, I don't know, maybe 15, probably 20 years, and it just dropped all its needles. And then the other two they've dropped their needles in a couple of areas. One bush more so than the other. And I didn't know, I mean, I don't think it's a bug. Or an insect. I think it was due to the drought. So I was kind of wondering what your thoughts are on it. And also, when it drops its needles like that, I'm assuming that it's not just in the interest of self-preservation and then the needle's going to come back next year. I'm assuming the thing is just gone and we'll have to take it out. So I was wondering what you thought about all that.
Okay, I missed the first part. What type of tree was it?
Alberta spruce. Bushes.
Alberta spruce.
Yeah, so three Alberta spruce bushes. And one of them just dropped completely.
So they're not going to reproduce needles for you. So one of the things that really attacks Alberta spruce would be spider mites, is one that you can't really see. I'm wondering if that was part of it. I know you were saying, you know, maybe it had something to do. It might not have been insects.
Yes, thinking maybe the drought. I mean, I'm in southeastern New Hampshire, and, you know, we've been in kind of a severe drought situation for most of the summer and to this point still.
Yeah, it could definitely be the drought. I've seen plants like that established just start dropping needles if you're not, you know, watering them like you would almost like a new plant. Because, you know, it's probably a little bit more at this point, but we were 8-9 inches behind what we should be in the perfect year. And so, you know, the plants are taking a beating.
Yeah, absolutely,
What I'd like to see you do on the other two that still have some needles on there, take a white piece of paper and place it in between some of the branching so half the paper's still exposed. And I want you to shake the plant a little bit, not like vigorously, but just a little bit, and see what falls on that white piece of paper. If there's any like little red spots, then you probably have spider mites. And that's what's caused it. So the reason why I want you to do this to see, just as a, in case, is to make sure there's no spider mites that could go to the everything else in the area. One of the biggest things that affects Alberta spruce is spider mites, and I you always see them. But what they kind of do is they kind of take out like a corner at first. They'll take out like a small section, then they'll move forward from there. They don't instantly just drop all its needles. So they, you know, I think you're probably right when it comes to it not being an insect, and more of the drought. But just as a precaution, I'd just try to see if you're seeing any of those red spider mites, just so you can protect any of the other plants around it.
Okay. I'll look into that.
If, say, you do have them, and again, I don't think you will, but I just want to be positive, use like an all seasons oil or a neem oil, something along those lines to spray the plant to get rid of any of the mites that might still be active at this point.
Okay. All right, will do. Yeah. And it's a shame. I just can't believe it. And we're going to have to pull it out now. You know,
The thing about it is Alberta spruces grow so slowly that when they finally get established to where you want them, and for something like this to happen, it is bad, because it's like you work all that time. They grow like an inch a year.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they're growing a couple feet a year. This is an inch a year. So when you get them established and they drop like this, it's disheartening.
It is, It's definitely a slow process to bring something new in and then get it back to the point, you know, to the size you want it.
Definitely.
It is what it is, I guess. But I guess I should have started watering heavily before they put the restriction on us.
Yeah, you know, hindsight 2020, you know, but
that's it. Yeah.
We'll do what we can in the future. All right, Peter, you have a great one.
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot, Patrick. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
You too.
All right, that's going to wrap up the show today. We'll be back next week to give you some more great information on what to do in the garden. But until next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. And I'm going to add this, put a mask on. It's good for everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.